The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
The news breaking overnight is that former Dublin GAA manager Jim Gavin, who led Dublin to a historic 5 All-Ireland football titles in a row, is the latest speculated candidate to come into the presidential election. He apparently has got support from several Fianna Fáil TDs and senators, and there are also suggestions at the moment that he could have the backing of Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Delighted to say we've got Tabitha Monaghan, political correspondent with the Irish Independent with us, and Daniel McConnell from the Business Post. Tabitha, if I can start with you, how realistic is Jim Gavin as a presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, I think quite realistic. Like you were saying, he has been approached by a number of Fianna Fáil TDs and senators to seek the nomination. Now, that in itself doesn't necessarily mean that he would be credible, because we have seen that the last week or so there has been this growing frustration within Fianna Fáil that they haven't the candidate to get behind yet. And, you know, they've seen the coverage that Fine Gael have been getting, that they have now potentially will have their second candidate for the presidential election before Fianna Fáil even have a first to get behind. So I think that we were kind of seeing that some TDs, some within the PP saying, you know, Bertie Ahern could be that person that they could get behind. So there was that kind of vacuum. And then, like you said, overnight, Jim Gavin was this name that was emerging. But I think crucially, as Mary Regan was reporting today in The Independent, that he could potentially have the backing of Micheál Martin, which is crucial there, having the support of the leadership within the party. Now, the thing to say is that we don't know if Jim Gavin even wants this or not. He hasn't said that he's putting his name forward or not. So, and obviously, you really need to be all in for this presidential campaign. We know how brutal the campaign can be. So we don't know that side of it yet. But we haven't heard him come out and say to the contrary yet.
Yeah, look, Danny, here we are, you know, a couple of months out from potentially people going to the polls, and Fianna Fáil obviously have not pinned their colours to a candidate just yet. Like, Bertie Ahern appears to be kind of tentatively making a step to say, look, if the party want me to run, I'll happily run this time around. But I wonder for Micheál Martin, with all the baggage there is about Bertie Ahern from the past, that may be going a different direction, whether that be Jim Gavin, you know, whether that be some of the other people that are being speculated within Fianna Fáil, it might be a path of less resistance than going back to Bertie here.
Yeah, I think, you know, someone who covered the financial crash and someone who was there, at the tail end of Bertie Ahern's time in office. I mean, yes, he was, incredibly successful, 3, historic general election victories in a row. But I mean, he is still the man largely blamed for the financial crash, albeit he had gone from office when the crash actually happened. But he was the architect of it. Himself and Brian Cowan were the architects of that financial crash, the effects of which are still being felt today. All of the stuff around the Mahon Tribunal would come back up. You know, the nature of his departure from Fianna Fáil would come up. We know that Micheál Martin is less than lukewarm, to say the very least, in terms of a Bertie Ahern nomination. So I think, you know, in reality, Bertie Ahern will not be the Fianna Fáil party candidate. I just don't think it's possible. But I do think, you know, to echo what Tabitha is saying, like, I mean, I think what you really saw in the last week or so were Fianna Fáilers, and they tend to be quite jittery at times, getting spooked by all this noise around Fine Gael, essentially having an heir apparent lined up. You know, once Mairead McGuinness kind of stepped out of the race, that, you know, Heather Humphreys was there as a kind of a stand-in and a replacement, who's extremely popular, you know what I mean, not only within Fianna Fáil, like that's been reflected, with the likes of Michael Healy Ray and others from beyond the Fine Gael ranks, you know, willing to support her. So that's kind of spooked a lot in Fianna Fáil, and obviously Billy Kelleher's interventions, escalated things, and he kind of had to be kind of almost put down a bit by even his best friend in politics, Timmy Dooley, and Micheál Martin himself. But it does reflect, you know, the sort of the unease within Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin had always said, listen, he'll deal with this after the summer. We're now, I suppose, getting to the end of the summer. There is an expectation that Fianna Fáil would stand the candidate. I think what they are really struggling to do is identify that candidate that would have that broad appeal, with a political pedigree, who could genuinely credibly challenge for the presidency. There had been obviously some speculation that Micheál Martin himself would go for it. He's ruled that out categorically, and I don't think there's any appetite in his own mind that he would take that step up. I think he feels, even at the age that he is, in his mid-60s, that he's a lot more mileage, in his legs, and he's got a lot more to do in national politics. But beyond that, there isn't another standout candidate within the Fianna Fáil ranks of cabinet. You know, there's no one that you'd automatically kind of go, right, there's a perfect, you know, perfect presidential candidate in the waiting. And that's why you're seeing names like Jim Gavin come out, you know, come into the mix. You know, Padraig O'Kane was another name, you know, the Air Éireann boss and the former senator. He's another name that has been linked with Fianna Fáil. So all these names are coming out. You know, early in the summer, we had the names of, like the likes of Deirdre Heenan had been mentioned, you know, the Ulster academic, you know, had been named. So, but none of these, I think, you know, would, you know, it could be argued have the broad enough appeal that's necessarily needed to be a presidential candidate. So it's a tricky one for Fianna Fáil. And, you know, there's a sense that Fianna Fáil need to get it right because, you know, they sat out the 2011 election because, you know, they had just suffered their worst defeat in election history and they were at a low ebb. They sat out 2018 because of Michael Dee was unassailable at that point. And, you know, there's a sense that the party cannot afford to sit out another presidential election this time around.
Yeah, I mean, it's effectively a generation without a president if that's to be the case, Tabitha. I mean, they have to surely find something concrete fairly soon, though, given we've got 7 or 8 weeks ahead of, you know, a potential run towards the polls at that stage. The only thing I do wonder about with Jim Gavin, obviously, as Danny has just outlined there, they want to find someone who's got, you know, political capital and at the same time having broad appeal. Jim Gavin might well have appeal, but his political background is almost zero here. I appreciate, obviously, he's had a long career with the Air Corps and the Defence Forces, but, like, realistically, the only political involvement he's had was a trip to the Oireachtas around the Football Review Committee. That's it.
Yeah, it's a really good point, and exactly what Danny was saying as well. This candidate has to have a broad appeal. And Heather Humphreys, even though she isn't officially yet the candidate for Fine Gael, she already has that broad appeal in those independent TDs who are part of government, Michael Healy-Ray, Noel Grealish, Sean Kenny. They came out really, really quickly after her name was floated, after she said that she would run, and say, yeah, we would definitely support her. And that really speaks to her appeal, you know, both urban, rural, but also outside of the party. And that's really important because the three main parties in the Dáil, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, they're kind of hovering in and around the 20% in the polls. So it means that, you know, their support as a party alone will not get their candidate across the line and make their candidate a winner. So they need that broader appeal. So Heather Humphreys already has that. And just to speak to your point, Will, yeah, does Jim Gavin have that? So I think if he was put forward and he made it onto the ballot, he would kind of be seen as a Dublin candidate. He would have that vote stitched up. He would be very successful. It might actually question whether or not Mary Lou MacDonald would run, because that would kind of be her patch as well. She would be considered that Dublin candidate who would have a really strong support, a really strong base here. So it's whether or not he could broaden that out and be, and like you said as well, his engagement with politics would be non-existent. And we are going to see things like the housing crisis come up in this campaign. No doubt about it, we're going to see issues like Gaza, what each individual candidate's stance on that is going to be. Because again, Michael D. Higgins, he kind of rewrote the rule book a little bit in terms of his tenure in the Oireachtas, speaking out and being incredibly vocal on these kinds of issues. So I think that's potentially that the public have seen or want to see that in a candidate. So Jim Gavin will have to form those opinions, but at the moment we don't know what they are. So they're kind of some of the things that he will have to grapple with, and either when he decides to run, if he does, and if he does then run during the campaign.
Danny, the date itself for the election, it's been speculated Thursday, October 23rd. We wondered, was it going to be November? Was it going to be late October? So effectively that's 2 weeks and a day out from the budget, essentially.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the timings are going to be important, and October is likely to be now a very, you know, a crowded month. You know, the budget obviously is always usually the first or second Tuesday of the month, and we know it's on that first week of October. I suppose what it does mean is that when the political machinery ranks, or, you know, ramps back up, you know, the party thinkings, the return of the Dáil, you know, it's going to mean a very short, snappy campaign for those who do ultimately stand and go before the people. You know, at least, you know, no more than a 6 or 7 week campaign, which is going to be arduous enough. We know since 2011 how brutal a presidential election can be. And I think it's been a reason why a number of candidates who, your potential candidates, have ruled themselves out, because they obviously knew they were going to be subject to quite intensive scrutiny about their past record and stuff. Like Tony Holland was one who was probably likely to face a significant focus on his time during COVID-19 and cervical check and other issues that he was involved with as the former chief medical officer. So it will be a bruising campaign, but it also means, though, that, you know, from a party political perspective, you know, because, you know, this will be seen very much as a kind of a traditional general election or presidential election, in terms of that each of the main parties are likely to stand a candidate. You're not likely to see a standout independent candidate, albeit Catherine Connolly's in the ring. But, you know, I think, you know, you're likely to see a very strong party support machinery ramp up behind each of their candidates. So it's going to be fought on kind of old traditional lines, which is going to be interesting because it's the first time probably since 2011 since that has happened. So I think, you know, once we're back into the swing of things in a week's time or 2 weeks' time and candidates start flushing out and the councils make their formal declarations as to who their candidates are going to be, largely I think they're going to be whipped along party lines. So it's they're likely to be, you know, you're unlikely to see a Conor McGregor or another kind of, you know, maverick kind of candidate get a council nomination. But I do think it'll be a short, brutal and very intense campaign for those ultimately who make it onto the ballot.
Just on that point, Tabitha, is that your reading of it as well? Because Gavin Sheridan is claiming that he's got the backing of Tipperary and Laois. Some of the councils say they're going to listen over the next while about, you know, potential candidates here. Conor McGregor has claimed that he's written to every council in the country. I think Nick Delahanty feels he's in the same situation. Are any of them likely to get onto the ballot paper from here?
Yeah, I think very much it'll be a very challenging approach to try and get on the ballot paper, especially because previously if candidates managed to do that is because one of those bigger parties had decided not to run a candidate. So Fianna Fáil, for example, because they didn't run a candidate in the last two, it gave their councillors the opportunity to endorse a candidate via the council system. So yeah, Gareth Sheridan has said that he has two, but he does need four. So, I mean, getting two, okay, if he does have those two is significant, but getting those extra two, you know, he could fall at that hurdle. And I think as well, exactly like Danny said, I would be very surprised if Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael gave their councillors the opportunity to have a free vote on that and allow them to endorse another candidate, which would be in competition with their party. So I just don't see that happening or that being made sense, you know, at all. So I don't see it being a credible pathway for an independent candidate to get on the ballot paper.
The Last Word on Today FM.